New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Friday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. How are you guys doing this Friday morning?
Outstanding.
Wonderful.
You guys have a lot of stress in your life.
We are both stressed out. This is a moving day for me.
Yeah, I will help.
You will not.
Oh, for God's sake, Jake. Window. I'll give you a window.
That's fine. If you give me a window, I can definitely make that work.
I'd say like 4 to 6.
Okay. We'll still be doing stuff 4 to 6 for sure.
Yeah. Bill, I offered Bill and he declined.
Yes. And I talked to Laura about that. Yes, we will take you up. We'd like to keep for 6 hours on Saturday. Bring your truck and bring all your kids. Yeah, so we're in.
You're hilarious. Yes,
we're in.
6 hours.
6 hours.
Oh, God, yeah, okay.
No pay, no pizza, no beer, anything, nothing.
I haven't even lifted anything, my back started.
And we're going to save the heavy lifting for you guys. And we're going to move it in awkward trucks where nothing fits just right.
Enjoy. Have fun.
Yes.
We're 58.
Yes.
We're 58 years old.
I think it's hard to imagine how much stuff goes into a U-Haul. We packed a U-Haul last night, and not everything's out of the house.
Look at Jake.
There is so much stuff in that U-Haul.
Look at Jake. He's not dressed up today.
He's in the mode. Look at him. When he came in today right away, Ben said Jake looks very warm. Jake wore a lot of clothes in today, too.
He looks like a Navy SEAL.
Yeah, he does. Well, Jake could be a Navy SEAL.
I think he could be.
Three of us, Jake would make it.
Yeah, he would make it.
It would be.
I'll take that as a compliment. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's a win. That's a win.
Yeah, that'd be quite a compliment.
That's a win.
Yeah, if I'm ever sitting around a group of people and one of them's a Navy SEAL, he's above everyone pretty fast.
That guy's
pretty
like, fast. Dude.
Pretty fast.
Dude.
You know, it's not like, hey, you know, I go to Cabo every year for vacation. I'm a Navy SEAL. Okay.
All right.
I'm going to talk to you.
I snorkel.
I snorkeled. Yeah. You ever held your breath for 9 minutes like that? You know, no. So if you're sitting on a table, the Navy SEAL wins.
That's right. So you're like
100.
Navy SEAL.
Thank you. Yeah. Packing takes a long time. It takes weeks. A week plus for us. And then you move all the stuff to the garage. Then you move the stuff. There's phases of packing. It's like, as Bill is, you pack it up. You move it 30,000 boxes into the garage. And then you move it into the U-Haul.
You just can't pay somebody.
And then you got
to
take it out of the U-Haul when you get to the new house.
We paid to have some things moved. Absolutely. The big stuff.
You and Laura could
figure some ways. But then you're trying to get friends to come over. Hey, would you come over and help me lift the heaviest
stuff? Our friends are older.
You've ever. Yeah.
It's a problem.
It is a problem.
I realized it one time when we moved, and I told you the story about, like, I'd be like, there's a TV. Hey, I need some help. We can get three guys on this. And like Lori's son just looked at me kind of strange and just grabbed it.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, that's the way it is.
I have recruited just a couple helpers today. A couple. Grant, as Bill knows.
Grant helped me yesterday with some TV situations.
Oh, he's just a professional mover?
Oh, I tell you, he's just a professional.
You know Grant. You met him at Arnold's one time. Grant was with the Arnold's.
He's incredible. And he's a spirit animal also.
He is. Grant's a good dude.
If you can't get down to see Sarah at Madsen's, I'd get a hold of Grant.
I would call Grant and just say anything.
What do you want to talk about? He can handle it.
Grant
has a house in the Bottoms that he has done a wonderful job. He has remodeling completely. He's got a great fun backyard with an awesome fire pit.
This is all very interesting.
He's got an RV.
So we got Grant. We got Luke from the mill helping out today.
Really?
Yeah, I got Luke.
What? Yeah, time out.
I got Luke.
Time out. How did this happen? How did you get Luke?
I asked Luke. I said, hey, by chance, are you working tomorrow? As in Friday. He said, no, I'm off. I'm like, well, if I paid you and got you some food, would you want to help me move?
He's like,
he said, absolutely. Like he was excited. Not like, oh, okay. He's like, yes, I would love to help move. So Luke, and I got Big Swim helping me too. Not Ben, but Swim.
Okay.
Swim's helping me out.
I'd say 4 to 6.
I got 3 so far, and I got some family.
Yeah, 4 to 6.
Yeah, we got probably about 4 to 6 people, I think, is the number.
I meant 4 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Well, I'm saying we have 4 to 6 people, so okay. 4 to 6 p.m. and 4 to 6
also
people.
The, okay, right. Okay, I'm telling you, the key to the move when you're obtaining talent is that you want to try to get as many as you can, because then things just start happening.
It just goes
That's
fast.
When you get the, hey, Give me an hour and I asked Ben for 2 and he showed up late. And then he had a hard out when he had to leave. So that was interesting, but got paid full.
Interesting.
Yeah, interesting.
How's that work, Ben?
Yeah. That was an interesting part right there. So I don't know.
Did you have a hard out?
Yeah. He did, didn't he, Ben? Yeah.
3 p.m.
Yeah.
But I could be flexible. Yeah, I could come anytime.
All right. Well, I'll text the address.
Like anytime.
Yes, just let
virtually
me know.
Virtually anytime.
Well, it'd be an all day, all weekend process. But today is the main stuff today. Okay. Yeah,
between 10 and 6.
Because the U-Haul has to be back by 5 p.m.
All right. So okay,
that's the rules.
Maybe Steve can go inside the house and unpack like some silverware and some plates.
If I see a sip in the kitchen,
that'd be
unpacking
awesome.
Plates and silverware. I might just lose it.
Yeah,
I might lose. Now where's this
old man in the
where's
kitchen?
Where's this old man in the kitchen?
Who's the old man in the kitchen?
He's going through their canned goods.
He's just rummaging through my stuff.
He's just sitting
down. Take this home.
That'd be the best. Then start asking, "Hey, do you want this? Are you gonna keep
Jake,
this?
How badly do you want this one? You can take it.
I wouldn't mind that. What is that? A footstool? I wouldn't mind that.
You guys need this? You got space for this?
Sure.
It's also amazing the stuff that you just,
I'm gonna take the footstool home.
Sybil's loading. He's just taking stuff into his own truck. He just came over to pillage the place.
I'll move one thing in and take several things home.
I like this footstool.
Yeah, so that's the scoop.
Okay.
Anything else for Idle Chit Chat before we get to the
what
roll
else
call
do we
today?
Do on Fridays?
Well, we're doing the roll call in a second.
But yes, do
the call.
Idle Chit Chat first. Anything else?
Nothing interesting. I did. There's an old man occurrence happened. Bill would understand this better. I did do a kind of a late night workout. I was driving.
What time is late night?
Well, that's the thing. It was 8:35 when I got done.
That's late. That's late. Yeah. Ooh, that doesn't happen with me anymore. No.
Yeah, that, I'm not
I
doing
thought
that
about it, and then I thought, is it really late? It's 8:35. You know,
to me, it is. Really
when late. It's dark at 5, that feels like it's midnight, basically, 8:35.
Yeah, right? I know. That's the thing.
I would like to shut it.
You love the darkness. It's bizarre to me.
Yes.
At 4:30, it's dark.
I'd like to shut her down about 7:45. Like, wouldn't mind heading to... I look at Laurel like kind of the old, what do you think? About 7, time to wrap 4, her up. About
7:45.
About ready to wrap her up for the night?
I don't think that's wrong. Tonight, though... Well, we won't talk about it because we're not.
No.
Can I just say there's football tonight?
Yes.
There's football. Football that matters tonight.
Yeah.
And there was football last night.
I'll say
epic game of Packers Lions. They've had some really
good. Fill us
in. I have been
the game last night. I stayed up and watched the whole thing.
Fill us in.
I have been critical in the past about Thursday night football. Yeah. They've actually had a great schedule of games this year. Like, they've been all competitive. Last night, another example. The Packers trying to make their way up in the north to catch the Lions. It was a great back and forth game, but the Lions hold off the Packers 34-31. They're 12-1. The Detroit Lions are 12-1.
It was excited. I watched the second half, which was epic. It really was.
Was it?
For watching. I use the word epic for late season game with no not a playoff game or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It was really intriguing to watch. And the way that Dan Campbell decided to end the game was one of the most amazing coaching decisions I've ever seen.
Which was?
They're on like the 20-yard line, maybe. They're in field goal range.
Yes, tied up at 31-all, right?
Yeah, 31-all. It's 4th and 1, whatever you want to call. So they can just kick the field goal, go up by 3. Green Bay's got no timeouts. There'd be about 39 seconds left in the game.
Okay.
He goes for it. And their kicker was 3 for 3.
Why did he go for
it? He goes for it. Well, his theory was, obviously, if I get the first down, I can run the clock down to no 3 seconds.
If I don't get it.
If I don't get it, we might lose. And and he has been chastised hard from last year because he was a fourth down go for it guy in the playoff game last year.
Yeah.
And it was
against the Niners.
It was highly critical. Yeah. Now, he could have got the first downs last year. They just didn't get him. Mm-hmm. Highly critical. Well, the interesting part was that basically, I believe they ran just power, I believe it was. There was a pulling
right tackle,
guard.
Montgomery, yep.
So they go to run it. As he's going, Goff goes to go back to hand the ball off. He reverses out, and he gets stepped on, and he falls down. And he has to hand the ball off from his knee.
To David Montgomery.
If that had been college ball, the play was dead.
Right.
But since it was NFL, it wasn't.
Ooh, interesting. Yeah. That is interesting.
And I think they had to go back and review, was it his own teammate that stepped on him to make him? Because if it would have been an opponent, it would have been down. And that would have been, if that would have happened, if he goes down and that handoff is jacked up, the coaching, what would be discussed today would be epic. Instead, they got the first down.
They
ran
got it.
Down, ran down, boom, away you go.
And wait a second. They got the first down. Then they kicked still the field goal. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, there was a third and one. Oh, they got stuffed on third and one, and they ran the same play as Bill said. He felt Goff got hit as he went back.
Got hit.
Hands it off. Same
on.
Play, though, and Montgomery goes for 7 yards for a first down, make it first and 10 at the 14. And the Packers got to use their timeouts. Detroit kneels, gets the field position.
Interesting.
And they kick a 35-yarder to win the game.
Tempted just to kick it at fourth.
Oh, yeah. It would have been really hard not to because, like I said, something goes wrong. Like, and it did go. So the thing you say, we can get it. And the next question is, can something go wrong? Well, yeah, something can go wrong. And it went wrong. If it was college football, he's down.
That's back to the Packers.
Got a chance to win the game.
Yeah, it would have been like 40 seconds in their ball.
43 like on, seconds to go at their own 23-yard line. That's plenty of time to get a field goal. They were moving the ball well. That was a fun game. It was truly back and forth.
He just has a lot of confidence in his team, right?
Yep.
Campbell. That's what it comes down to.
There were five touchdowns in the second half of this game.
That is a good game.
It was in a couple field goals. It was very interesting.
But isn't the am I correct? The teams in that league, it's obviously the Bears. Then you have the Packers, the Lions, and the Vikings?
Yeah, the current...
I mean, this is insane.
The current standings in the NFC North, it's wild. The Lions are 12-1. The Vikings are 10-2. The Packers are third at 9-4. To give you an example, the AFC South, the Titans are third at 3-9.
Jeez.
So third at 9-4 or third at 3-9, a different division.
Interesting.
Guess what matters, Steve? Scheduling.
Yeah. Even in the NFL?
Sometimes what league's tough? I mean, what division's hard? There's a difference. It's not always. Now it changes pretty dramatically because in 2 years it might be completely flipped. But in 2 years I don't see the SEC and Big Ten being like, you guys make the playoffs? No, the AAC made
it.
Just
got one in.
Yeah, it didn't. It's got one guy in, one team in. No, yeah. That's not
probably
gonna happen.
Probably not. Probably not.
Because you don't look at divisions in football the same way. It's like, well, is there any way that this team can ever be better? Yeah, they have the number one pick in the draft next year because they had a bad year. Then they had this. And we have cap room money. So every team has a chance to be relevant.
So that final score again.
34-31, Detroit beats the Packers. They are 12-1. Packers fall to 9-4. Still very much so a playoff team, but nice win for the Lions at home. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Renew. Please call or text David at 402-833-3858 or go to renewyourauto.com for December only, rust proofing and undercoating packages or ceramic coatings for $100 off. If you mention the ticket / early break.
And we mentioned potentially 110 off.
If you mentioned both. You mentioned both.
Ticket. Both, yes. Did we get that approved through David?
David said that's
okay.
What do
we got to mention?
Yes. If when you call or go to the website renewyourauto.com, if you mention the ticket or early break, you get $100 off. Rust proofing and undercoating packages or ceramic coatings only for December and see what Renew can do for you.
But you can get 110 off if you mention both.
The ticket and early break.
Yes. That's a win.
That's a win.
David would say yes to that. So okay. That's great. Now it's time for the roll call. It's a Friday sip. Yes.
The call.
We do roll call on Fridays.
The call.
Please text us your name, your age, where you're listening from, and what else today, Bill, would you like?
Need to know this is kind of a pre-festivity. Your favorite Christmas cookie.
Okay. Oh, God. Oh,
mine is the chocolate star. The chocolate star cookie.
My mom. Mine is my mom's sugar cookies, and I'll bring them in one of these days.
Are they frosted?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Various forms of, of topping, but frosted. And I don't even know how to describe how good they are. She gave me a pack of them, surprisingly, the other day. I don't know if they're left. I don't know what where they came from, but a big pack of them. And I ate them promptly. And there's probably 14 of them. They were
did
done.
You, did you eat all 14 in one day?
In an hour.
In an hour.
I'd go with,
it's crack.
I'd go with the molasses cookies. I love molasses cookies. They're so good.
Choice molasses. They're
so, wow. Oh, they're so good.
Wow.
Oh, I love molasses cookies.
Oh, yeah, they're good.
Yeah, they're so good. Can't stop eating
Ben, what are your favorites? You can't just ben, sit idly down, by sit, while we're having these discussions.
I hope he writes down Snickerdoodle.
Wait, what are you eating? He's taking his time over there.
What are you eating, Columbus?
Uncap the marker over here.
It looked like he's strained to uncap the marker.
Let me rewrite what I'm looking for here now.
Yeah, he's still
Come
writing.
On, Ben, you're
Ben's
a
doing
Ben,
a whole
it's
paragraph.
It's called urgency here.
He's doing a whole paragraph. there's a hyphen. Right there.
Sugar cookies, same.
Yeah. So same as
my mom makes sugar cookies, yes.
Okay, 402-464-5685. The roll call is just a waterfall right now. Here we go. Jockstrap, listening in Imperial.
The strap.
33 years old, listening in Imperial. Chocolate Star for the win. Agrees with you, Bill.
Yeah, those
Chocolate
are good.
Star.
They're good.
They're good. That's like a sugar cookie, though, like with the star in it,
Yeah, basically. My mom was a little different, and she doesn't make the cookie real big. It's a smaller
cookie.
So you can
put the whole thing in your mouth.
You can almost pop one, I mean, you can do that. That's a good day.
It is. It's Christmas.
We got Big Bird. Big Bird.
It is.
Big Bird in Columbus, 64, says red velvet cookies. That sounds pretty fancy. Huh,
that sounds very fancy. Yes, that's a higher, that's a three-car garage cookie.
That's a different tax bracket cookie there.
Exactly. That's a, okay, things are a little different
whoa,
at your house.
Red velvet.
Hello. Wow, that's one of those, whoa.
Tony in Rayford, North Carolina, age 39, says sugar cookie. Right with you, Sip, on that one. John in Fremont, age 62, says peanut butter blossoms as a cookie.
I'd like to know what that is. With that. Is there anything better than the signature of a peanut butter cookie that it has the fork print on it? Think about that.
Oh, yeah.
Every peanut butter cookie has the fork
it
print
has
on
to.
It.
It's a staple.
It's remarkable.
It's a staple.
It's a staple.
I'm somewhat unfamiliar with this.
Oh, the cookie, it has like a grid on it.
Yeah,
from the fork when
both ways.
And no other cookie does that. There's never a time it's like, well, you're going to do that. You're going to make it butter? No. Only peanut butter is that way.
Just peanut butter.
That's
cookie.
How you ID a peanut butter cookie.
Yep.
Got it.
It is. Bob in Montana says age 69 sugar cookie for him.
Sugar.
We got Pete in Chattanooga. Why would he be listening to the show?
Why would a guy from Chattanooga listen to the show?
He texted yesterday.
Did he?
He texted you?
Yeah.
I'll give you your address. I mean, your phone number out again.
Pete from Chattanooga did text me yesterday.
He's,
God bless
him. 73 years old. He says a pinwheel cookie for Christmas.
Pinwheel? Well,
I don't know what that is. Please explain. Please elaborate.
This is very interesting.
We'll try them
all. We're commenting on each cookie. The roll call is going to take a little longer.
It's getting a little longer today.
Steve in Brazil, Indiana, frosted Santa sugar cookies. Pete and Bennett sugar cookies.
Jake, it doesn't mean we can't. Frosted Santa is very specific. Very specific.
Now, Jason in Ravenna, age 51, says butterscotch cookies. Butterscotch chips, I'm assuming. You don't have just a...
Yeah, probably a butterscotch chip. Yeah. No, I'm telling you right now.
Butterscotch? No, you can have a butterscotch cookie.
The butterscotch chip is way underrated. That's an incredible chip.
Why can't you have a butterscotch cookie? No, I've had butterscotch cookies, Jake.
The whole thing is butterscotch?
Yeah.
I'm going to try that.
Yeah,
Sounds good.
So is it a scotcheroo? Is that the same as a scotcheroo?
I don't know.
No, definitely not.
Okay.
Tom in Rhode Island. First time. I've never seen a Rhode Island texter ever in this show.
Rhode Island.
I think that was one that we missed in the roll call. I think it was one of the five states. We didn't have Rhode Island. Tom in Rhode Island says anything with buttercream frosting. Welcome, Tom. Welcome to the show, Tom.
Tom, because Rhode Island comes in with buttercream frosting and the whole day changed.
Everything
changed.
That's a great one.
Wow.
You could put buttercream frosting on virtually anything.
You could.
It tastes good.
It does.
Bearded Ben in Holton, Kansas, is working out in the garage right now. It says peanut butter with toffee bits, favorite cookie.
Interesting.
Yeah.
He's working out in the garage
right now.
Like Chris. Chris does that too.
I wonder if he's doing squats.
Some people use metal music to work out. He uses sports talk. I like that.
Yeah.
Nice. It pumps him up.
Sports.
Reed from Des Moines, who I saw outside the Iowa game, says Snickerdoodle.
Okay. Yeah. It's a great one.
That's a win.
It's kind of like a cinnamony hue. Kind of there's a little bit of a.
Right?
Yeah.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CIGARSINTERNATIONAL.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're a kind of a foodie, aren't you?
Oh, I am a foodie. Oh, yeah.
When it comes to desserts, for sure. Oh, yeah. Bill loves dessert.
Yes.
We got Joe in Boulder says, age 63, Aunt Mary's fudge is his
Aunt
favorite
Mary.
Cookie.
Aunt
fudge.
Mary.
Fudge. Oh. Could you,
fudge.
Could he text in, does he want walnuts in the fudge?
I do.
I say no. I want walnuts.
Do you know what fudge is, though? It's just trouble. Like, it's just, you see fudge on a plate, and you're like, this is bad. This
yeah.
Is,
and usually I eat it in sections, which means there'll be a piece, take a bite. Well, that's a lot. You set it down. Yeah, a little more.
Who else does that?
Yeah,
you.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't.
Look at him right there. This guy.
Parallel lives.
Just spread.
The parallel lives.
You feel less guilty.
I have found so many half-eaten donuts in my trash can at work over the years from one particular person. Go. In this room.
All right, this is fun. We could do this for 2 hours on behalf.
Snook. Yeah, I would be
too. I like this name. Snook yes. In Adams says, age 46, Christmas morning coffee cake.
Nice
with
job.
With a big cup of coffee.
I'm telling you what. Is it Merck's? Merck's coffee cake? That kind of there's a certain coffee cake that someone said, when you ordered a coffee cake, this is what you were getting. And it's kind of had the white drizzle coffee blazing cake on it. Coffee cake.
Ernie, new texter in South Carolina, age 28, says small sugar cookie with a Hershey Kiss pushed onto the top.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. Very specific.
It's kind of the chocolate star type.
It is very similar.
Concept same.
Thank you. Stephen McCook with us, Vegas Jer in Blaine, Minnesota. Lou, age 79, Orlando, sugar cookies.
Okay. Sure. I want this to be a show for older people.
Yes.
Better times is...
They'll appreciate the better.
They do appreciate.
But I would say this: our younger crowd, I think, they're old souls.
Yeah, I got to be careful. I just alienated.
You did
three, four.
So any of the advertisers, they're looking to attack the younger crowd. Please do not be involved with us because we're going to try to focus on people that don't buy much now.
Do not mock the youth.
70-year-old men. Yeah. We have a limited demographic.
Looking for a group from 72 to 79.
Jesse is vacationing in Puerto Rico right now.
Nice.
Not a cookie fan, he says. I don't eat cookies.
Okay.
He's just on vacation, though. He's better.
Thanks, Scrooge.
He's better than us, apparently.
No, that's okay.
Hey, bah humbug.
Yeah. No, that's okay.
Have a cookie, Jesse. Come on.
And Jake said Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
I always go with Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, he did.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
You said it like Puerto Rico. Like
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Do that again.
You are not a native.
Please do it again.
Puerto Rico.
the fancy version.
Jay, what were you doing? Puerto Rico, Jay.
Exactly.
I read it bad. Haystack. Those are good from Sean DeWitt. Haystack is awesome.
Oh.
You ever had a haystack?
Trouble.
Those are good.
What is a haystack?
It's like a bunch of crap.
No, Jake, it's not crap.
No, there's marshmallows, like pretzels.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah. I'm with
it's
you.
It's all like, yeah. How to describe it.
Yeah, like a haystack.
Yeah, I'm with you.
When you see it, you know what it is.
Well, I don't know. Now, hold on. What are those?
What keeps it together?
No. What are the things that look like hay?
That's pretzels. Yeah.
Is it?
Pretzels.
Pretzels are in them.
Yeah, that's the hay.
Yeah.
Of the haystack, for sure.
Somebody's going to. You're gonna get
where was the guy vacationing?
Elizabeth,
at?
What's the hay?
Where's he at?
Elizabeth. Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. How
Puerto
was it?
Rico. Yeah. What's the hay, Elizabeth?
It's a pretzel.
It's not a pretzel, Elizabeth. Take time from your movie.
We're not doing in. Bill's Trills Day. We're just going to stick with the cookies.
Doing cookies all day.
It's gotten deep. It's gotten really deep. I didn't expect
what
this.
What is the hay in a haystack? Yeah, it's not pretzel.
Someone help us out. It's got to be a pretzel of some sort.
No, it's like, I want to say it's like, you know what I would think it might be?
A chow mein noodle.
Yeah.
That's what someone's saying here.
Chow mein noodle.
I've seen both. There's several
varieties. I've not seen both.
I've seen both. Yeah.
Chow mein noodles.
I didn't know. I'm only familiar with the pretzel. So thank you.
That's good.
My mom, Texan, says chow mein noodles in the haystack, not
mom
a pretzel.
Mom in. In.
Yes, how about did. Modern Jake? My mom texted
on his, watch.
On my watch. There you go. I will not abandon.
How about his mom up listening to him? My son, Jake.
She likes listening.
She will take him to task. It's interesting.
Oh, yeah. I get criticized all the time. Yeah.
She does.
For poor takes on the radio
usually
show?
Usually, if she texts me something I've said wrong or incorrect.
It's interesting.
It's not, great take. It's critical.
Over the years, she has been critical. It's interesting. She has.
Well, it's good. Keep him in line.
Yeah.
Kobe.
She spent a lot of years putting sunscreen on him.
Kobe.
This is not the time.
Kobe on YouTube. Thomas in the Philippines. Chocolate fudge cookies, age 72, by the way.
Thank you. That fits our demo.
Eric in Elkhorn, age 55, listening
a little
with us
young, a little
on YouTube.
Young, you'll get there.
Blake is vacationing in Sydney, Australia right now, age 34.
Okay, Sydney.
So we got people all over the world right
what's
now.
What's his cookie?
Rhode Island.
He says homemade sugar cookies with frosting and sprinkles.
Yeah. Oh, God almighty. That's it. That's it for me.
Jack is in the North Bottoms, age 21. Might live next to Grant, possibly down there.
Yep. No, right over here.
21. I know Steve tried to alienate you, but we like it.
Yeah, we like it. All ages are welcome
Steve
here.
Steve wants someone 72 to 79 that also likes to vacation where, Steve?
Puerto Rico. That's Jake's destination. I don't understand why you said it that way.
I'm gonna have that cut out from Young Ben.
John in DC says molasses cookies all the way, age 63.
He likes molasses.
Brad in Colorado Springs says he likes sugar cookies as well.
Okay. I just like we have a 21-year-old in the North Bottoms,
yes,
by the way.
That's incredible.
Right over here.
Ryan in Des Moines. Scott Tulsa. And we got Matt in the deer blind in Junction City, Kansas, age 47.
I'm not joking around. We could do this all day.
We'll stop right here, though. That is the roll call.
You know, fun.
Sponsored by your friends at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards.
Sarah.
Stop by and see the spirit animal of Lincoln, Sarah.
Yes.
Just south of 48th and Holdridge.
She knows.
Bowling, billiards, darts, karaoke, great food at EJ's Bar and Lounge. You don't want to miss out at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards.
Animal. I'm sorry.
She knows.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
She knows. She's aware.
I met Sarah is such a entrepreneur and just full of life. I met her speaking at an event that you guys have all spoken at.
Mm-hmm.
At
downtown here.
Yeah, downtown.
Downtown Athletic Club, I think it's called. Is that what it's called? No, it's not called that.
No, it's anyway. Not Athletic Club. Right. It's not nothing to do with the Heisman Trophy.
I've been interrupting a lot today. No.
But anyway, she was the only female that was there. It was probably a reason for that.
True.
She did an incredible job, showed up.
She did.
Yeah.
All right.
We got news. We got some portal news yesterday. Emmett Johnson, Nebraska's running back, who had a nice last few games of the season, announced he is going to put his name in the portal. So that makes, I think, 10 players now in the portal that we know of for sure.
You want me to do the portal tracker?
Yeah, give us the tracker on the portal.
Okay, I'm going to do that. This only take me a second. Okay, here we are. We're at the portal tracker. Okay, the portal tracker. Oh, Jake.
You have it?
Yes, I do. It's right here. I don't know how many. Daniel Kalen, quarterback, is in. I'm just going to whip through them. Yeah. Daniel Kalen is in. Two running backs. Gabe Irvin Jr. and Emmett Johnson. One wide receiver, Malachi Coleman. And then there's five edge/D linemen. Jamari Butler, Vincent Jackson, Prince Will, James Williams, Kai Wallen. Then there's two linebackers, Makai Bayer and Stephon Thompson. My concern is...
That's 11. It's 11 players.
11, okay.
11 is the portal.
There'll be more. There will be more. I don't know what constitutes a big name to you guys. I don't know how many other... I'm not hearing much in the way of big names. Now, people are going to wonder about Dylan, because he wasn't Dylan Raiola, quarterback, number 15. He wasn't at practice yesterday, but here's the deal. Two things. First of all, they didn't have the veterans practice. The veterans did not practice yesterday. They were off. Now, he's not exactly a veteran, but he's a freshman. But he had an excused absence. He's going to watch Dayton play in the Georgia State playoffs. His brother's Dayton Raiola. So this was previously scheduled.
Now, you told us that the message boards did not like this news yesterday.
I think the message, there were people blowing up my phone. And Dom wouldn't mind me saying, I texted Dom and he goes, what's the confusion, Sip? Didn't we talk about this? So, yeah, it was done on both sides. He's just home watching Dayton. And I think that game's today. So that's, I guess I don't mind saying on the radio, I'm not worried whether Dylan's coming back or not. I think he's coming back. I'm not, people are kind of freaking out. I'm not. I think he's coming back. That's it.
Him missing practice, not big news for Sip.
No, because it was the plan for some time, actually. You know,
so obviously Jake's fandom, you cover him.
Yeah.
I'm more of a observer, but I think losing Emmett
Johnson. What do you think?
Well, he was the most productive.
Yeah.
And like I said, he had the build. Look what he did the previous games. And he was like at 16 carries. Was it touches or 16 carries a game?
I can give you some numbers.
He was very productive.
He played his best football late in the season. Remember against Wisconsin. Remember November 23rd? Against Wisconsin. 16 times for 113 yards.
And he had like eight catches that game too, right?
Yes, he caught six passes.
For a
career high 85 yards.
That's a lot of touches.
Yeah, 16 carries for 113. Now he made his third straight start on Black Friday. Had 71 rushing yards on 18 carries. A lot of touches. Mm-hmm. Caught six passes for 25 yards. Oh yeah, I guess some people were surprised by it because when Holgorsen came in, he became the starter. Is that right, Jay? I think I'm right about that. Yes. He started against USC. He started against Wisconsin. He started against Iowa.
Correct.
He started one other game against Rutgers. So he came on late. I'd never seen him better at Nebraska than he looked against Wisconsin. That's as good as he looked.
In the end, I'd say any team in the portal, any team that has someone go in the portal, when you have your starter, because he'd be considered your starter.
Yeah, he started the last three games.
Okay, he's the starting running back at Nebraska. He's in the portal. Starting running back at Kansas, he's in the portal. That would alarm any place in my mind. Only alarm, but it would be something that's very notable news.
Yeah.
Notable news. If the starting running back at Georgia Tech was in the for that program, it's like, whoa, hang on. That's a big deal.
For sure. So now what do they have?
So they've lost 1-4. Basically,
yeah,
they lost 1-4.
Right, so they have Dowdell, who was a seven game starter. That's Dante Dowdell, who transferred from Oregon. He'll be back. His year was all right. 143 carries, 614 yards. That's 4.29. He had 12 rushing touchdowns because they give it to him down there in the deep red zone. They have Ramir for the bowl game. Ramir Johnson. Now, just for he's done. He's a 6-year senior.
6-year senior, I believe.
Yeah, he'll be done. And then it's Quentin Ives, redshirt freshman, and a guy named Makai Nelson, who was a late add to the 2024 class that people haven't heard much about, but he's a scholarship.
Does Ives have any carries this year?
No, I don't believe so. He did. It'd be one or two.
And yeah, not much.
So he hasn't really played.
No. No. And then they have two guys coming in, Jamarian Parker and Connor Booth from Bishop Newman. Jamarian Parker's from the St. Louis area, and Connor Booth is from Wahoo, or Bishop Newman, Wahoo. Yeah. So then they'll, now here's the thing. This is where you get go to the portal, right? And there's a, I'm sure there's a lot of running backs in the portal.
When you start looking for positions, like I said, I mentioned this, and it carries over to portal. I told Steve, and if I went out and spent a month recruiting through Texas/Florida, wherever my areas would be at the time, and you would every school you went to, every school, I got a wide receiver. I got a wide receiver. And you look at him and go, he's pretty good. Not like oh, I didn't, what you even talk about? No, he's pretty good. I have a wide receiver. So every day I would turn in 9 wide receivers. Some days there would be no D linemen. Sometimes no O linemen.
About running back?
And running back, there'd also be a lot of running backs. There would be, that would be the next position where there's, you're not like, I have no idea. Like right now, there's probably 30 of them on Nebraska's board. There's running backs. Now, are they all the same? No. No, they're not. It's not like, well, they're all the same. You know, we used to get that part like a, every small shifty running back, you know, that he's a Barry Sanders, Sproles guy. No, they're not. No, those guys were special. They were beyond ridiculous.
Right.
You know, so they're not all the same. But the numbers to choose from, wow. I mean, there is a lot.
That's why now Emmett, this raised eyebrows of, you know, everybody, every portal entry, people kind of evaluate in their own mind, and there's different reactions. There's a wide range of reaction. This one was, I was a bit of a surprise, but it is a position you can go get a guy or two.
Yes.
It's not that hard.
If all of a sudden you need, I need a left tackle and I need 2 interior D linemen that are ass kickers. Good luck.
Hard.
Yeah. Hard. And then, and then also the cost of those are now it's different. It's not, well, we'll talk about this.
There's a price.
There's a price to it.
And that's Emmett Johnson, but you should be able to find I'm not downplaying Emmett Johnson. He was very good down the stretch. You should be able to find a guy that can average 4.56 yards per
carry.
He was
the best player, in my opinion, to have a chance to make you miss. And still, yeah. And he still wasn't just a make you miss guy. Could also run hard.
That's a good jump.
He started to excel under Holgorsen, though. I mean, under with Satterfield calling plays, he didn't really see an impact player there, right? You didn't
That's
see
why Emmett, it was kind of weird.
Like, you didn't see him stand out. We had some flashes last year. The Purdue game last year, he was really good in the game here in Lincoln. But until Dana took over, he didn't really see anybody breaking out at running back, and they started making some plays there.
Now, the one thing you could, from like the inside that I can give you, incredible young man.
Emmett's
incredible. Yeah. Work hard, practice. There's no chance that changed from the time when I was with him as a freshman to what he is now.
No
chance that changed. So that's one thing that I think that probably hurts the most, because I know he is a culture locker room guy.
And he will remain prevalent on TikTok. He's a TikToker.
Yeah. Oh.
But yeah, you should be able to find a guy that averaged 4.56.
You'll have a lot to choose from. Yeah. I guarantee you right now there's several hundred running backs in the portal.
Probably.
Oh, there is.
Yeah, that's not even a joke.
Yeah, there is. And some really good ones and some good players.
Several hundred. That's the world we live in now.
Yeah. So. I mean, the world we live in is a revamped roster or a revamped starting lineup.
Every year.
Yeah. I mean, there'll be a new starting lineup on
defense. How's the basketball team look this year?
We'll get to that in a second.
No, do they look different?
They look different.
Yeah. Why? That was my segue. It's a whole new roster.
It is.
And that's every team, though, it feels like. Every team's doing that. All of them. Different.
Fred.
Jake. I will get to that later.
Well, I thought you were trying to break to get the tease of basketball. Before we get to break, it is a Friday. We are hungry.
We are hungry.
And where do we go on Fridays for breakfast, Sip?
There's multiple places, but I'd say Early Bird.
I would say the Bird's probably the best choice right there.
Bird's the word. Say the Bird.
Bird.
Bird is the word.
Everybody's talking about the Bird.
Sorry, Jake. Where would the Bird be from, Steve? What country?
The Bird is from America.
But where, if there's another country, where do you think that Bird would be from?
Puerto Rico.
Damn it. Breakfast burritos, chicken fried steak, which is smothered.
Good job, Jake.
It's a Friday.
This is Jake's day.
It's a Friday. They also have a variety of pancakes: blueberry, banana, strawberry, cinnamon roll pancakes as well, and of course the world famous hash holes. Get there today, 19th and K. Lots of free parking. Also locations in Omaha and Iowa. Early Bird. Open every single day. 6:30 a.m.
Sundays.
Yes, to 2:30 p.m. 7 days a week. No breaks for the Bird.
You have Luke from the mill helping. That's incredible.
Yeah. Luke wants to help. He's not working here today, so he's going to help me out. It'd be great.
Maybe walking by Luke serving coffee. Hey, Luke, waiting on Friday.
He's a bit of a spirit animal.
He is. Oh, Luke's a big spirit animal. Are you kidding me? Yeah.
He has a wood shop in his basement.
That's why he's... Yeah.
Yeah, he has his own wood shop.
He's a handyman. Oh. Always friendly.
He's always friendly. Yeah. Excited to see you.
Yeah. And God. I'm never excited to see anybody.
No, exactly.
When we come back, hey, big day for Nebraska basketball tomorrow. We'll discuss it next early break on the Ticket.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that. Your comfort place where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.